Welcome everyone to the Royal London Interim Financial Results 2025 presentation, hosted by Royal London's Group Chief Financial Officer, Daniel Cazot. My name's Dan, and I'm the producer for today. I'd like to start by advising you all that this meeting is being recorded. During the presentation, your microphones will be muted, but we will have time for questions at the end of the presentation. So should you wish to ask a question, please raise your hand at that time and we'll enable your microphone, which will allow you to unmute. And then please introduce yourself and ask your question. With that, I'd like to hand over to Daniel Cazot. So please go ahead, Daniel.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daniel Cazot, Group Chief Financial Officer at Royal London, and I'm pleased to be joined today by Ant Lee, our Group Chief Actuary, Ian Williams, our Group Finance Director, and Rob Ferguson, our Group Treasurer. Earlier this morning, we published our 2025 interim results. During today's call, I'll be referring to the presentation you can see on screen. If you pre-registered for the event, you should have received a copy by email as well. You can also access both the presentation and our results announcement on the Investor Relations section of our website. So let's turn to the first slide and run through the agenda for this morning's call. I'll begin with the key highlights from the first half of 2025 before walking you through our financial performance, covering our trading position, assets and flows, and concluding with the strength of our balance sheet and capital position. Once we've covered those areas, we'll open it up for questions. So to start, slide three sets out some of the headlines from today's announcement. Our results for the first half of 2025 reflect the continuing quality of our propositions and services across all of our core product lines, as well as the strength of our relationships with financial advisors. Together, these have helped us deliver a 15% increase in group operating profit before tax, which has risen to £166 million. Thanks to our disciplined approach, our capital position remains robust, with the InvestorView capital cover ratio at 204%. New business sales in our life and pensions division grew by 17%, reaching £5.9 billion, supported by an uplift from both our protection business and our new bulk purchase annuity proposition. Net inflows rose to £4.1 billion, supported by a significant external multi-asset client mandate. Net inflows were also supported by the Govan range, which is where the majority of our pension customers are invested, and which continues to be a key driver of inflows, with assets increasing to £75 billion, up from £72 billion at the end of 2024. And as a result of the positive net inflows and market movements, group assets under management grew to £181 billion, up from £173 billion at year end. Turning to slide four, which details the key financial highlights. I'll briefly touch on the headline figures here, as I'll go into more detail on new business sales, flows, and our balance sheet and capital position over the next few slides. As I just referenced, group operating profit before tax has continued its upward trajectory and increased to £166 million, up 15% on the same period last year. As always, you will find a breakdown of the components of operating profit in the appendix. The transfer to the Fund for Future Appropriations, or FFA, was £115 million, compared with £312 million to the end of June 2024, reflecting the fact that market returns were below our long-term expectations in the period. This metric brings through in-year market volatility, whereas operating profit is presented on a basis that allows a consistent view of our long-term performance. As noted earlier, overall life and pensions new business sales increased by 17%, and I will shortly talk through the performance of each of our key products. Gross inflows were £22.4 billion, up from £16.3 billion over the same period year on year, boosted by a new £4.6 billion multi-asset mandate with St James's Place, with net inflows increasing significantly to £4.1 billion. Our capital position remains robust, with our hedging programmes continuing to operate as intended through the market volatility in the first half of the year. The InvestorView and Regulatory View ratios increased to 204% and 197% respectively. So turning now to slide five and starting the overviews from each of our business units. Beginning in the UK, overall, UK new business sales were up 15% to £5.7 billion, with our protection and bulk purchase annuity propositions performing strongly. I'll break this down further in a moment. As a result of the strength of our new business sales and growing in-force book of business, we delivered operating profit in the UK of £223 million, up 22%. We continued to enhance our digital platforms, and the number of active users on our mobile app grew by 13% to just under 450,000. Our platforms, including our online guidance tools, are becoming central to how customers manage their plans and access support, reflecting our commitment to accessible, personalized digital services. Our flagship Govern range continued to see strong demand, with net inflows rising to £1.6 billion as advisors and customers value its long-term focus and diversification, especially in volatile markets. And we continue to receive industry-recognized awards for our core propositions, including Defaqto's 5-star rating across key workplace and individual pension products, demonstrating the quality of our offering. Turning to slide 6 and the new business sales across our different UK product lines. Overall, we saw an increase in both sales and new business margin. Individual pension sales increased by 3% to £2.4 billion, with growth primarily in our non-advised income release proposition. The combination of a changing mix in business and lower charges for customers with smaller pots resulted in new business margins decreasing to 1.3%. Workplace pension sales were flat at £2.1 billion. We saw an 8% increase in transfer activity, reflecting the continued benefit of the enhancements we have made to our online transfer hub. We welcome 405 new schemes and 110,000 new members into new and existing schemes. New business margin decreased slightly to 1.8%. UK protection new business sales increased by 14% to £455 million as the momentum we built in 2024 continued, with growth in volumes across our whole of life propositions. And we saw more high net worth cases following changes to the inheritance tax regime. As a result of the increased volumes and favourable product mix, new business margin increased significantly to 6.7%. And following the successful launch of our bulk purchase annuity proposition during the second half of 2024, we generated new business sales of £658 million with a new business margin of 4%. So turning to slide 7 and a bit more context on annuities. As the only mutual in the bulk purchase annuity market, our proposition has been well received by trustees and their advisors following its launch in September last year. We have maintained momentum in 2025, securing 8 transactions in the first half of the year. We now look after the interests of over a further 5,000 pension scheme members with total premiums of £658 million, including our largest external pension scheme transaction to date at £275 million. We have also written 3 more transactions since the start of July, and we have now secured £1 billion of premium since launch. Our pipeline of the second half of the year is good, and we remain well on course to achieve our target of £1 billion of premiums in 2025. In addition to bulk purchase annuities, we continue to provide access to a Royal London annuity for long-standing customers that are invested in the CIS subfund with pension policies that have guaranteed annuity rates. Due to a combination of both bulk and individual annuities written in the first half of the year, the matching adjustment portfolio has grown to over £2.3 billion. The portfolio continues to be made up of a mix of corporate bonds, commercial real estate, and in particular private placement loans, with a new mandate signed with Royal London Asset Management that is now providing additional flow. We will extend into other illiquid assets in the future and have received approval from the PRA for our latest matching adjustment application, which widens the scope of assets permitted within the portfolio to include infrastructure and income-producing real estate. Moving on now to our asset management business and slide 8. Despite the unusual market dynamics in the first half, our asset management business has continued to attract new mandates, delivering good investment performance while expanding and diversifying its offering. Net inflows in the first half of the year were £4.1 billion against £0.1 billion over the same period last year. This included £2.9 billion of external net inflows, underpinned by a £4.6 billion multi-asset mandate win from St. James's Place, demonstrating our ability to create bespoke solution-orientated products for external customers. Our private assets business continues to gain momentum, and during the first half of the year, we launched 2 new asset-backed securities funds. In addition, in May, we announced the acquisition of UK-based infrastructure asset manager Dalmore Capital, furthering our private assets capability, broadening our investment proposition, and expanding and diversifying our client base. This transaction remains subject to regulatory approval, and we expect it to complete in the last quarter of the year. Operating profit for our asset management business reduced in line with our expectations to £18 million, as we continue to invest in organic opportunities to broaden and strengthen our offering, particularly in private assets and real estate. We have a strong track record of investing sustainably, and in April we announced all 8 in-scope funds in our £11 billion sustainable fund range will adopt a sustainability-focused label under the FCA's new regime. This demonstrates our continuing support for clients seeking long-term sustainable investment solutions. Turning to page 9, our business in Ireland continued to deliver strong performance, with new business sales increasing by 76% to £227 million, and delivering £9 million in operating profit in the first half of the year, with a new business margin of 3.8%. This performance was supported by the launch of our regular premium personal pension product at the end of 2024, which builds on the success of our single premium pension offering launched in 2022. The growth in sales also continues to reflect our leading position in the Irish broker protection market and the strength of our individual protection offering, which has continued to perform well. Finally, in April, for the third consecutive year, we awarded value share, Royal London's Ireland's equivalent of profit share, enhancing the value of eligible customers' policies through an uplift to their plan. Turning to slide 10 and assets under management. The quality of our offerings continues to attract net inflows from both internal and external clients and underpins the ongoing increase in the assets we manage. Our overall group AUM increased to £181 billion. Over the first half of this year, we attracted gross inflows of £22.4 billion, up 37%, and £4.1 billion of net inflows versus £0.1 billion in the first half of 2024. £2.9 billion of those net inflows were secured through external clients, demonstrating the appeal of our asset management proposition. We experienced £0.6 billion of net outflows from our sustainable fund range, reflecting the wider shift in market sentiment for responsible investment. And in addition, we saw net outflows in global equities of £1.8 billion in the first half of 2025, following the departure of members of that team last year. Internally, our flagship govern range continues to grow strongly, up from £72 billion at the end of 2024 to £75 billion. Turning to slide 7 and our investment portfolio. Our total investment portfolio was £128 billion as a result of fair value movements in equity and bond asset classes and positive net internal flows. Our financial investment portfolio remains well diversified across a number of financial instrument classes, with the majority invested in equity securities and fixed income assets. The pie charts demonstrate the breakdown of our non-linked debt security and corporate bond portfolios by asset rating. A significant portion of our debt securities portfolio is in high-quality assets with a credit rating of A or above. In our non-linked portfolio, 73% of our non-linked debt securities and 66% of our non-linked corporate bonds had a credit rating of A or better at 30th of June 2025. There have been no significant defaults in our corporate bond portfolio. Slide 12 sets out more details of our capital cover ratios. The strength of our capital base is essential to ensure we have the capital to give peace of mind to our customers, that we can meet our commitments to them, and to also ensure we can fund further growth. In common with others in the industry, we present two views of our capital position, an investor view and a regulatory view. At the end of June, our group investor view capital cover ratio was 204%, compared to 203% at the end of December. And the group regulatory view capital cover ratio was 197%, compared to 196% at the end of December. There has been a small increase of 1% in both investor and regulatory view cover ratios since the end of 2024, and our equity hedging programs have ensured the stability of our capital position through periods of market volatility. You can find a breakdown of capital sensitivities and further details on our Solvency II ratios in the appendix. Moving to slide 13 and the waterfall chart, which shows the movement in the group's solvency surplus over the period. The group capital ratio remains stable, with a solvency surplus of £2.8 billion. The contribution from the existing book of business more than offsets the strain from writing new business, while also covering continued strategic development and corporate and interest costs. So far in 2025, there has been a 2% new business strain from bulk purchase annuities written, and we expect the investor ratio to reduce gradually over the short term as we write more BPA business and continue to invest in additional capabilities. The group regulatory view movements are in the appendix. So turning to slide 14 and to summarise. Royal London continues to be the most preferred personal pension provider by financial advisors, and our performance in the first half of the year underlines the strength of those relationships and the attraction of our propositions and services. We have delivered a 15% increase in operating profit, supported by the growth in our new business sales. Our bulk purchase annuity proposition continues to be well received by trustees and advisors, securing 8 transactions in the first half of the year, and we have a strong pipeline of new business. Total assets under management increased to £181 billion, driven by positive net inflows and market movements. Our flagship government range continues to attract customers, with £1.6 billion of net inflows in the first half of the year, with assets under management reaching £75 billion. In Ireland, our business continued to deliver strong performance, supported by the launch of our regular premium personal pension product at the end of 2024. And we continue to invest in our asset management offering and enhancing our propositions and digital capabilities, with a focus on engagement, support, and meeting the needs of a broader customer and advisor base. Thanks to our disciplined approach, our capital position remains resilient, allowing continued investment in the business for the long-term benefit of our customers, employers, and advisors. I will pause at this point, and together with the team, we'll be happy to take any questions you may have. I'll now hand back to Dan, the call coordinator, to begin the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you, Daniel. And yes, just to reiterate, as we move into the Q&A section, if you do have a question, please raise your hand. You can do that using the little hand icon with the word raise underneath it in the top toolbar of your Teams call window. And at that point, I'll enable your microphone, which will allow you to unmute yourself, at which time, please do introduce yourself before asking your question. And with that, I'm going to enable your microphone, Marcus.
Morning, Marcus.
Morning, everybody. Couple of quick questions for me first. First of all, could you just talk about, please, what's going on within the asset management business and in terms of the trajectory for that business to returning to sort of a level of contribution that it's been delivering in the past? I mean, I know you flag a number of sources of investment into the business. There's obviously been some drag from global equities, but if you could talk a bit more about that, please, that'd be great. And then secondly, I mean, if you just take the helicopter view, it's obviously how very important the bulk annuity business is to contribution from new business in the half year. And maybe if you could just sort of talk about that. I mean, I know you were looking to maybe sort of restrict how large that would grow, but given how strong the contribution has been, is it tempting to maybe go more significantly into bulk annuities? And then finally, if you could just talk a little bit about the dynamics within pensions more broadly, because they had a tougher half year, maybe more on the new business margin front. Thank you.
Thanks, Marcus. Yeah, happy to take all of those. So firstly, asset management. I mean, from a profitability perspective, where the business has performed in the first half of the year from an overall contribution perspective is, as I said, pretty much exactly in line with our expectations. I think we called out at the year end that we were expecting the contribution to reduce. If I give a little bit more color around that, though, just as a comparator points, the 2024 first half number is flattered a little bit by a one-off performance fee, which is high single-digit millions. So that has a little bit of an impact across the comparison of the two. In terms of expectations going forward, I would expect at year end will be somewhere between £30 and £40 million worth of contribution from the asset management business. If that gives you a comparator point, so that's pretty much entirely in line with our expectations. We're broadly investing something in the region of £20 million a year at the moment through the Royal London Asset Management P&L in terms of new capabilities, as we've brought new individuals and new teams in advance of building through the assets. And it will take a little bit of time for that to come through from a profitability perspective. While some of the asset flows are coming in, it takes a while before they're covering. I suspect that will take a couple of years. Obviously, in addition, as we fully expected to, the Dalmore transaction completes at the end of the year, that will provide an uptick to the profitability of the business as well. In terms of your second question on BPAs, I mean, first thing, you've heard it through the presentation. You know, I think we're pretty pleased with how that's gone in the first core period through. And as you rightly say, that sort of gives you the temptation of how much should we write. And I think we were keen to see how that would progress first. I think there's a number of factors to this. We are, at one level, we are writing a good flow of new business, and there's a mix of ranges of size of schemes within that. But we're also building up our capabilities in the matching adjustment portfolio. And the more asset classes we can put into that, the more we can be competitive on pricing at levels above where we intended to be previously. So I think from my perspective, we are looking at whether we can increase our ambition in that. But equally, I don't want to do that too quickly. You know, we have just started and, you know, we're at a point of signing those original transactions, but we need to convert those through into the final buyout process, which effectively requires us to bring the members of those schemes into our own books. And that is just as important to us at the moment as new business flow. So yes, we are looking at our level of ambition, but we've made some significant commitments to trustees about the service that we will provide and the onboarding experience we will provide. We need to do that alongside it as well. So just because we've started doesn't mean we've finished in terms of the build work required behind it. And then finally on pensions, I think you're right. It's been a slightly tougher start to 2025. I think we should probably recognise, particularly from an employer or a workplace scheme element, that, you know, the introduction of higher NICs and some of the impacts of the budget have probably made workplace pensions potentially not as quite as high up the list of activities for employers in the first half of the year. But all of that being said, we've written 405 new schemes in the first half of the year and over 100,000 new members, with higher increments coming through on the existing book of business, and that doesn't get reflected in new business sales in quite the same way. And you referenced margin within it. Our margins on individual are entirely in line with our expectations. Reference that we have reduced charges, which we did at the back end of last year, on smaller pots. So on some of those pots, we reduced charges from 90 bips to 75 bips. That's the primary driver of the margin reduction in individual. In workplace, you know, we're investing in that business. We've got some higher acquisition costs in there. It's only a first half of the year, and I don't mean that to be flippant, but I want to see how a full year trajectory comes through, particularly on the revenue aspect versus the cost as well. The growth this first period has primarily come through protection and BPA rather than through the pensions business, but still with good flows. Hopefully that covers the core of it, Mark. I'm conscious I've covered a lot in there. If there's anything you want to come back on, please do.
No, that was pretty comprehensive. Thank you very much for that. Appreciate it.
Problem at all.
Thank you, Daniel. Thank you, Marcus. And if there are no further questions, I'll hand back over to you, Daniel, for close.
Thanks, Dan. Look, thank you everybody for your time this morning. As always, if you want to discuss anything further as you go through the results, Rob and the investor relations team are available to support. Please do get in touch in a normal way. I appreciate you all joining. As I said, have a good rest of the day, weekend, and summer holidays if you haven't had one already. Thank you all very much.